I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. A few months ago, I was walking and I came across some graffiti with the words that impressed me. Those who criticize our generation forget who raised it. Rarely I am impressed with observations. After one gets to a certain age, he's heard most of what's out there, but these graffiti words were and are absolutely true, especially in light of how we just elected a man to the presidential office, a man who sounded like he was espousing Christianity, but many people claiming to be regenerated couldn't discern what he was saying. They were duped and then criticized. But who raised the generations that elected Barack Obama president? Who raised the generations that accepted abortion? Who raised the generations that pushed the acceptance of homosexual sodomy? Who raised the generations that taught it was okay to take your neighbor's property taxes for your child's humanistic civil government education? I admit I criticize the generations, but I also didn't raise them. There's good reason that God told Israel and us to teach his commands, statutes, and judgments to subsequent generations. From Deuteronomy 6, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." I can't entirely blame the generations in power now who promote and enact godless laws. They were never taught otherwise. How are they going to know about God's commands, statutes, and judgments if we never tell them? Those who criticize our generation forget who raised it. Someday I'd like to hear humanists complain about that statement. For now, it is our Christian duty to correct it, and we will do so by teaching, always, about God's greatness. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.